Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on calbanyan.com. And I tell you what, I'm kind of excited today because there's some special stuff going on. Some noise here in the background. This is what's going on. This is our 10th anniversary of doing these videos for you. Now let me tell you what. So I got a very, very special co-host. Yes, my very first co-host, Celeste Hackett, is back. All right, so we're going to be, that's what's cool. We'll be doing four videos celebrating our 10th anniversary. And also, I wanted Celeste to really shine on this, and since I don't have her all the time, I want her to come in and talk about a couple of things she's really, really well known for. One, today we're going to be talking about how to run a home office to the tune of $100K a year. That's right, $100,000 a year. She's going to tell you how she did it. And then after that, she's going to get into talking about on the next, after, I think this is going to be like a two-part video, and then two-part series, and then the next part, so hang on, keep coming back, is going to be on really how women can make it, or women are making it in our profession. All right, let me introduce you to Celeste Hackett with my official bio here for her. Like Erica, Celeste got her initial training from another hypnosis school, but it was not enough. And then she went searching for more training. She found me at the Banyan Hypnosis Center and took our certification course in 5-path and 7-path self-hypnosis. And with that, nothing could hold her back. She was moving forward. She sees clients every week. She's full-time in the profession. Not only is she seeing clients, she teaches. She's a speaker, having spoken at both the NGH convention, the Solid Gold Weekend event in Las Vegas. She's an author, writing as a co-author an important book, Real Hypnosis Business Success, and many articles on hypnosis, including now writing for the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism and the 5-Path Journal, the IAHP Journal. So she's really an expert. She really knows what's going on. She doesn't just talk the talk. She walks the walk. She's also the very first accredited hypnosis instructor, and she has a state-licensed school of hypnotism near Dallas in the great state of Texas. As I said before, she's my first co-host for this program, and I asked her to return to do these special videos. How you doing, Celeste?
Hey, Cal, you make me sound so good. I'm blushing.
You're going to start charging to be on the podcast if I keep talking to you about like that.
Oh, I don't know. Wow. This is just amazing. You know, when you think back on all the time that you've built up and all the things, I guess it does add up after a while. Well, let me take a few minutes to introduce you, Cal. But gosh, do you really need an introduction these days? If you don't know who Cal Banyan is, where have you been? He's all over the internet. He's probably one of the most famous hypnotists in the world, and certainly in my book, the most influential. When you go back in history in years to come, it's going to be hypnosis before Cal Banyan and what it was like, and then hypnosis after Cal Banyan and what it was like, and how he changed everything. He certainly changed the lives of many hypnotists and how they work, how they do hypnosis sessions, the methodical method of 5-path he created. He created 7th-path self-hypnosis, for which he is most proud. He's won every imaginable award. He's everywhere. He's amazing. He's helped me so much with my actual business and my life. I owe so much to you, Cal. I just want to thank you so much for everything.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And of course, we got to give Maureen Banyan some credit too, right?
Absolutely. Maureen Banyan. Yeah, boy, do I ever need to give her credit too. You know, when you work with Cal Banyan and you're trained by him, you get a bonus, and it's Maureen Banyan. And she comes along, and she's like a taskmaster. I mean, she makes sure you get everything done. She makes sure you dress right. She makes sure that you're extremely professional. She doesn't let you slip up a bit. And I have so much I owe to her. I love the business pack. That's what I call it, that she put out. If it weren't for that, I would not even know how to run the business part of my particular office. So thank you so much, Maureen.
Yay. All right. Let's see here. Well, with no further ado, as they say, I'd like to turn this over to Celeste to start talking about one of the things that is really, really important. And that is, you got to make good money. Too many people in our profession, whatever their level of confidence and competence, are just not making it because they don't really take a business point of view. If you treat our profession like a hobby, it's going to cost you like a hobby. But if you treat it like a business, then you can make a professional income, the kind of money a professional should make. But you got to work it. Isn't that right? You got to work it, girl.
That's right. Let me tell you something. I believe in capitalism. I'm not ashamed of it at all. I like making money. I'm happy to make money. I'm proud to make money. And I want the whole world to know that if I can do it, anybody can. It's not so much about ego. It's about letting people know that this work is out there and it can sustain you. Too many hypnotists think that you can't really make a living doing hypnosis sessions. And then beyond that, too many women think you can't really make it in the profession of hypnotism as a woman. So I want to show you right here. My husband worked this up for me, this little piece of paper, Cal. It says 2015 income, family first hypnosis. Right here, my 1099 showed $1,144.75. Right here, cash and checks in 2015 came to $14,148. My school, I made $16,398.99. And then right here is the grand total for 2015, $131,723.74. So it's all right there. I'm holding it up because I want people to know this is true. And if that isn't good enough for you, because so many hypnotists say, I make 100,000 or six figures, but nobody really proves it. Dr. Damon was so excited when I told him in February that I wanted to talk about this. And he said, well, nobody can really ever prove it. And so this is a 1099 for my personal business in 2015. I don't know, it's kind of dark, but I made 101,000 and some change there. So you can see that. That's without the school. It's the 1099. So you can see that. And then this is a copy, of course, of it. And this is the 1099 for the school. So you can see that. So here's the proof. And I scratched out my Social Security number, so you can't take that. So anyway, before I say anything else, Cal, any comments or questions?
You know, so one of the things is, I've been working with you over the years, and by over the years, I mean a long time. And when I first started doing this podcast, 10 years ago, for about a year, I was solo, all by myself, doing audio and videos. The first bunch were, June 30th was an audio solo. January, 2007 was my first video solo. And I thought that I needed a co-host. And Celeste, she's got a background in radio, and I knew that she was a true believer. I knew that she was someone that followed through on things. And so it was June 21st, podcast number 37, that I had her on the show for the first time. And the reason I picked her, besides her delightful personality, is she's somebody that really knows what we're doing. She's seeing clients all the time. And she was interested in building the business. She wanted to learn and then was able to teach. So with that, I brought her on, and we really turned this show into the format that it is today, even with Meredith or Brenda or, you know, whoever has been on a co-hosting. So thank you very much for that, Celeste.
Well, you're welcome very much, and may I just congratulate you also on 20 years in the profession this year.
I know, it's like crazy.
I know, and did you know that this makes 10 years in the profession for me?
So I did, wow, so congratulations to you too.
It's pretty exciting.
I know, you started off,
I guess back to work.
You came to my school in Minnesota first, and then when I started podcasting, we were here in California. Who knows where I'm going to go next?
Where you're going to go next?
I had 10 years full-time hypnosis in Minnesota, 10 years full-time hypnosis here in California. I might go do 10 years somewhere else. What the heck? Have some fun, right?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you get back to work. Share.
I just want the world to know that you can make a nice living doing hypnosis, and you can make six figures, and it's really not that hard. Most people are shocked to find that I work 4 days a week. I have 2-hour lunches, and I have three-day weekends. And so it's a very easy schedule. Now, I'm a homebody. I love working from home. Before this video started, I was out in the garden watering my tomatoes. So I just love my life. Earlier in the day, yesterday, or rather last week, whenever I was in between clients, I was jumping on my full-size trampoline. So I like that my whole life is sort of merged together. It's just such a fun lifestyle. So what I think you need to have whenever you you get to make this kind of money, what I think you need to have is two things. You have to do some outside work, and you have to do some inside work. First, I want to talk about the outside work. And this was when I was going to bring in Maureen, because there's the business side of running a hypnosis practice, and you have to get very clear on all of that. Making sales when people call in, there's some learning there to do. So I love that that business package that Maureen has. It's, you know, it's just, she doesn't charge enough for it. Just a few $100s, and you have a whole business training. And that's all I ever did as far as learning how to run a business. In there are also all the forms that you need, and how to dress properly, and just all that kind of stuff. When someone calls you, the most important thing is you have to turn the calls into a sale. And that's tricky for a lot of hypnotists, but she made it so easy. So that is the one of the most important things. Running your office, you have got to get good at that. If you don't, you will fail. So please do whatever study you need to run your office very well, like a business. Cal, do you have a comment?
Oh, you just right on. That's it. It starts, when we first started our business, we had to work out all these systems and figure out all these things and read all these business books. And then at our center, in Minnesota, we always had a receptionist. And so I have this military training. In the military, you learn anything that needs to be done right every single time, you have a checklist. And so all the things that our staff did, be it the receptionist or whoever, had checklists. Well, we had all that stuff together, and our students could use them. So checklists, letters that we send to doctors, brochures, all that kind of stuff, we put into a package, and along with video training and audio training. So, yeah, you're right on.
Yeah, and so the other part of the outside work is, of course, learning to hypnotize people and get good results. You've got to get good at that. And the best way that I found to get really good at that is to get the proper training. I like the 5-path system, because when my clients come back, from the work we did the last time, I can check to see over a slice of their life as to where they are. Too many hypnotists are doing these one session wonders and thinking that they're superstars whenever they're not really checking back over a few weeks. This gives you a good slice of their life, because people's lives are cyclical pretty much, and they're predictable. And so the 5-path process allows you to see people spaced over a few weeks. And also, we're doing different things each time they come in. And when they come in, you know exactly what to do next. So I love that. I had other training, like Cal said, when he introduced me, it wasn't near as good as the 5-path training. And I absolutely love that. And I love 7th path too, of course. And I'll get to that a little bit later. So whenever you're learning, you're going to practice. First, you're going to learn. You're going to be in class and you're going to learn. You want to get the excellent training, because it's costly. I mean, it costs a little bit of money to get the training. You'll probably have to travel to a good hypnotist. And then what you want to do, as soon as you can, begin practicing. The building the business and actually seeing clients and practicing kind of goes hand in hand. You're doing it simultaneously, because you got to get clients in the door. So you may have to do a little bit of business building before you even see your first client, set up your office and all of that. Once you start seeing clients right away, you'll have questions. So it's going to be get clients in, practice, get corrected. You need to talk to people, tell them what you're doing, ask the questions, get corrected, practice again, get corrected again, practice again, get corrected again, throw in some more training, practice again, get corrected again. It's this whole series of doing the practice. Practicing what you learn, getting training, practicing what you learn, getting corrected on your training, asking questions and that sort of thing. So who's going to correct you? Who's going to train you? You need somebody who really knows what they're doing. We have training materials available. Cal has a bunch of great training materials. That's what I used. And the mentorship program is what I call it. It's like an online 5-path Yahoo group. Cal, can you talk to him a little bit about that? Because he's better at speaking to you about this. And it's all about hypnotists helping each other to grow. I absolutely love that concept of people helping each other to grow. Talk about that, Cal, for a moment.
Okay, so like, is she going a mile a minute or what? Okay, I got some things I want to talk about. So one of the things, I want to stress, Celeste is seeing clients, teaching, speaking. She's got this balanced business, and she's got three-day weekends anytime she wants them. In fact, up just about every three-day weekend. She's using 5-Path because she has a systematic approach. She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's going to be doing next. It has all the most powerful techniques available for the hypnotist. And then she's talking about the kind of support. When you get your training, no matter who it's from, make sure that when you get done with the training, they have additional optional materials you can get that are not off the wall. I'm not talking about taking a hypnosis certification course and then the instructor teaches you, sells you an NLP course. No, you want something that builds on what you've been learning. So that's what Celeste is saying is really good about our training materials. And I remember one of our most popular training materials right now, or perpetually, is Abandoning Online Supervision Meetings. And Celeste was on those meetings when we record them, so she had that kind of ongoing support. And then also, one of the things that's very important, both in for the newbie and also the person that's been around, is we have an online support group where people, if you got a question right now, bam, you type it in there, and probably within an hour, no more than a day, you're going to have 1, 2, 3 answers to your question. Is that right, Celeste?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. If people are there to help you, it's just so fast. It's so well designed, the way that people help each other. The hypnotist that helped me out had been doing it for a few years, and they guided me. Now, I'm guiding hypnotists that are coming in. We all do it for free. We're all a big family, and it's absolutely one of the most satisfying things that I do, is go on and help clients, or rather new hypnotists, on that message board. It's free once you take the class, so that's cool too. Now, after you get...
I got a quick question for you. I think you kind of glossed over it, or maybe you plan on covering it, and that is, when you first started, you had to do some outside work, and part of that was getting some clients in, right? And I know I know you cover this in our book, Real Hypnosis Business Success, which we have 5 different successful hypnotists like yourself writing about how they became successful. But in this video, can you mention maybe 1 or 2 important ways that you started getting clients through the door when you first started?
Yes. The first thing that I recommend that you do is do a little research on the best hypnotists that are out there. If you put in Cal Banyan's name or you put in my name, you're going to see everywhere that they're listed and what they're doing to get business. Write all those things down and do step 1, step 2, step 3. Copy us. Do what we do. We're writing articles for certain places. I write for the 5-Path, the International Association of Professional Hypnotists. So that's our 5-Path Association. I write for that, for 5-Paths, and I write for the National Guild of Hypnotists. And I've written articles that have gone on other sites. If you Google me, you'll find me in other places as well. And I've done podcasts. So, you know, you just want to look and see, where is she or where is he whenever you're trying to figure out your strategy for getting online. And that's my main thing. I believe in being online as much as possible. A lot of hypnotists do talk about going out and giving talks. I never really did that. But for some people, that works very well, too. The book that Cal mentioned, Hypnosis Business Success, get that book. It's like $9. It's one of the best books out there on building a hypnosis practice. Not just me, but Lainey Coulter and Meredith Locker and Cal Banyan. And who else is on that book, Cal?
Oh, I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up. But we're all telling our step-by-step process on how we did it. I can't give you everything in this video. I don't have enough time, but a whole heck of a lot is in that book. And if you just take a moment on top of what I said, you know, finding, Googling, or researching a hypnotist that you like, who's successful and seeing where they are and kind of following in their footsteps. That's one thing you can do that's very simple. If you do everything they do, or probably 20% of what they do, your name is going to be out there. You're going to get business. The other thing that I would suggest is just Google this, free ways to market your small business. You will just be floored at all the free help there is and the free ideas for marketing your business online. Then again, you go step by step and do each one of those things that makes sense to you. Not everything will be appropriate for your business, but there's a lot of good information simply a Google away. How's that, Cal?
Good, good. Hey, we're going to call this part one.
This is part one. So I guess you're saying we need to wrap up now, right?
Yeah, yes. Let me wrap one thing up and then I'll let you wrap some more stuff up. I said I'd have to look it up, so I just looked up the book, Real Hypnosis Business Success, is on Amazon.com. It's also on Kindle and Sony Reader and all these other places. And so it's myself, Cal Banyan, Celeste Hackett, Meredith Locker, Stephanie Green, Lainey Coulter, and Peggy Kelly Davis. These are all full-time hypnotists telling their story about how they overcame the challenges that were in the way of them becoming successful, and then how they step-by-step were successful. Hey, before we wrap it up, you're speaking at the NGH convention, right?
That's one thing I really wanted to tell everybody. Yes, I'm speaking at the NGH convention. It's the 12th through the 14th. Our future is now. That's what we're calling it. And I am going to teach on how to make 100K out of a home office. So I'll be giving even more information. I'd love to see you there.
Awesome. I'm going to be doing a 3-day post-convention event. It's going to be professional age regression certification course. And then I've also got a 1-hour on the universal script. Can one script do it all? And then I'm going to be doing one quantum leap. And that is hypnosis success with a systematic approach, which is, of course, is an introduction to 5-Path. And then finally, I'll be doing Essentials of Mastering Hypnotic Age Regression, and that's a 2-hour. All right, wrap it up.
All right, everybody. It was nice to see you again. I'm going to play my harmonica for you. That's my way of saying it. See you next time. Bye-bye.
I got my bell. She's got her harmonica. That's cool. All right, Cal Banyan, I want to see you on calbanyan.com. And you know what? One of the coolest things about what we do here with these videos is you can subscribe. You can subscribe by sending a blank email to videos@calbanyan.com, or somewhere on this site, if you're on calbanyan.com, there is a subscribe button. That way, every single time we put out a new video, I'm gonna send you a note, let you know, new video, this is what it's about, and you can unsubscribe at any time. All right, Cal Banyan, over and
this recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.